Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of Matins on page 219 in the Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 467, Awake My Heart with Gladness. The text is John chapter 16, verses 31 through verse 33, and Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. It happens repeatedly in the accounts set down by the evangelists. Jesus asks questions, not so that he might learn from others, but rather in order to teach others. Just as we have it in the Gospel according to St. John this morning. Do you now believe? His hearers, you and I, are wavering and wandering. Disabled, dead in our sins, destitute in spirit, we are not yet what all saints by divine grace will be in the triumphant day of his coming in glory. Only now we are given yet much to learn and to grasp by faith. We peer forward into a long, arduous journey that awaits, a trek not to be undertaken with baseless overconfidence. Danger lurks in the unseen. Invisible forces not under our control push us to a breaking point, perhaps beyond. We isolate, lonely and lonelier in sufferings which only increase and accumulate over the course of an earthly life. We tend to want to run back to the easy and the familiar. But even in the instances where we might get close, where we might get back home, we find there that things aren't so easy or familiar anymore. It is as if Jesus were saying to his disciples, "You still have an awfully long way to go. You've really accomplished nothing as of yet. In fact, you will soon betray me to my enemies, and you will become so terrified in anguish, so distraught in the darkness of your souls, so confused in mind, so beset by explosive panic, that you won't even be able to hang in together with one another, much less with me. You won't even manage to run away together as a united band of cowards. None of this will ultimately harm me, though you will leave me alone to suffer and die. But, wow, look at you. Your unbelief is showing." The Father ever abides with his Son. In a world full of tribulation and heartache and unanxious uncertainties, the assurance of his Son, this living word, the Lord Jesus himself, is offered here as comfort and refuge for wearied, downtrodden souls. Take heart. This Son, this word, this Jesus who faces down his impending death upon a cross, who emerges as the victor. He is pure promise, strength, and encouragement for you and me who are still in a mere state of spiritual infancy compared to the maturity and the knowledge and the glory that approaches when we shall all be drawn in, gathered around a heavenly throne for eternity. For now, the evidence of Christ's triumph over the grave will appear within each of our lives in different ways, different times and places. It might mean me forgiving someone who has wronged me, knowing that Christ has already forgiven me. It might mean stepping out to serve others even when it feels inconvenient. It might mean simply pausing and resting in the assurance that no matter how chaotic life becomes, Christ's established peace is forever, and it is a peace that is unchanging. So then, for us, the world is not the end of the story, and thanks be to God for that, because in the world, you will be constantly handed over to grief and hurts, and in the end, your mortality. Lest these things burden you to the point of despair, remember, dear saints, that Christ has already conquered this world. You sang it out loud just a few moments ago, for Christ again is free in glorious victory. He who is strong to save has triumphed over the grave. This is the order by which God, in the sending of his Son, has chosen to love you. He leaves the old and dying in their place for now, even as he brings on the new. He allows the world to decay and collapse under its own idolatries, even as his holy city comes down from heaven, glorious as a bride on her wedding day. The sufferings of the present, together with all of the doubts and ambiguities of living by faith and not by sight, these do not compare to the glory that will be revealed on the last day, when you will see what you must now believe. Then your faith will have found its goal, not in your strength or consistency, but in the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then your joy, experienced today only in part, will be brought to its final fullness. And so it will be, onward into eternity. Go, therefore, from this place now, not in fear, but in faith, living in his peace, living in the anticipation of that journey's conclusion, where in letters of burnished gold stand the heavenly message set down by the sacrificial will of the Lord God Almighty. Who there my cross has shared, finds here a crown prepared. Who there with me has died, shall here be glorified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long- and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.